The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind, 855-450-FREE. There's also Skype, username is lrn.fm. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we will go to the phones, actually to the Skype. We've got Alex calling in. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm listening to all of this, and I only have heard, oh, they're going to put Harriet Tubman, which didn't bother me that much. I mean, there's something to be said for, I mean, the thing that really upsets me is how much it's, basically, it sounds like all of our currency, all our fiat currency is going to be turned into, like, you know, rejoice for, you know, women's suffrage. And I think that that's, you know, a problem. So not only do I have to, do I pretty much have to use this, you know, fiat currency that I disagree with, now it's fiat currency that glorifies, you know, women's suffrage.
And probably someone you might want, you might respect. I think it's belittling, actually.
Hold on. So I'm curious what your problem or your issue is about doing something to commemorate the, basically, 100 years since women earned the right to vote.
Well, I'm a libertarian, right? I'm an anarchist. I don't like the... inherently, I think that women are going to increase the welfare state. And I think it was just a negative thing, right? We brought a whole bunch of more people getting involved with the government.
He brings up a curious philosophy that... Because of the chemicals that women deal with, they're more likely to embrace the welfare state.
I don't know if I buy that.
Not the correlation, but I know I know where you're trying to go.
Because a big daddy government that, you know, protecting the family from outside forces, that government does that better. And because men are pretty much getting thrown off the wagon left and right these days, who else is going to protect the woman? You've got big daddy governments available.
Well, I see the women's suffrage and, like, the second wave feminism sort of as a way for the state to expand. So, like, with second wave feminism, you know, they were all encouraged basically to get out and work, which was basically, yeah, leave, you know, put your kids in daycare and then go work, spend half of your money on the daycare, and then the other half give it to the state, and now we have more money.
And it's enslaving. No argument there.
Yeah, no argument there, but... I still don't understand how your claim that it's because women are able to vote, therefore socialism.
Well, I mean, you can't argue that the welfare state increased greatly during the 1900s, right after women were able to vote.
I'd like to see the graph because
right,
I think
it seems to be one of these things that, you know, correlation does not equal causation. The Great Depression happened not long after women got the right to vote. You can't say that the Great Depression was caused by women voting.
No, but you can certainly go back to big government on both cases. So I'm not as vehement regarding women's rights or anything to directly say that X equals Y. But I will say that every time the government chooses to divide a people, it's doing so for a reason. And when it divides, then it provides control. And I, quite frankly, I do believe this is a goal of socialist states, that if I can divide people up, the more I divide them, the more I can control them, the more I can pit one against the other. So I'm with you on that.
I can't definitively prove that, you know, there's that. But I know from just my experience, right? So I argue a lot against the welfare state with people. And most guys, for the
right,
most
and
part,
the welfare state is horrible. Nobody here is saying otherwise. What we're part, guys, what I'm challenging you on, Alex, is your assertion that welfare state happened because women earned the right to vote. The sun came up today. Somebody got killed in the Middle East with something blowing up. That does not mean it happened because the sun came up.
That's a much bigger stretch than where he's coming from.
No, he's saying women earned the right to vote. Welfare state happened. Therefore, welfare state happened because women earned the right to vote.
No, he said it comes as no coincidence that one followed the other, and I'm with him on that because that was the rise of the progressive era during that time frame. I don't mean to speak
right.
For
it
you.
Happened because of progressivism, not because women were all of a sudden given the chance to vote.
Well, instead
had
of trying
women
to predict.
Not been able to get the right to vote during the progressive era, we would still have the welfare state that we have today.
Sure. But could we go back to Alex for a second and let him finish his thought?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I can't definitively prove that, right? I mean, that's obvious. But what I'm saying is that, you know, it's kind of like motive, right? The progressives, yeah, we get women to vote, and then we give them resources and give them a safety net so that they no longer need men. They don't need a husband to, you know, raise the children, right?
Sure.
That's sort of the plan I was going for. You know, that's what I think they were
looking for votes.
Yeah,
and I think that women just inherently they're more worried about fairness and, you know, equity and their children. And I think that's a great thing separated from the state, you know.
And I think they were very concerned about those things because women historically have been denied some of the rights that were afforded men. This is not saying that was only popped up in like 1890. That's been the case throughout history. Women did certain things and men did certain things. And I don't think I have no issue with equality. I think all people are equal, and that's as far as I take it. But I do look suspiciously at government when they back and come up with these ideas that, you know, maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I look at it all and I go, you are trying to divide us because when we're fighting each other, we're easier to control.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a component. And I mean, I'm grateful that it's Tugman and not like Rosa Parks, who was trained by, you know, Marxists.
I'm just happy not to see another politician on it.
Yeah, well, I would have rather had Roosevelt on this particular FRN. Because I'm tired of it all. I don't want to support the 20. So I want whoever the person who I like the least in that list. That's who I want on the 20. And
so here's an idea: if you don't want to use that $20 bill, and Alex, thank you for the call. You can always, you know, either ask for tens, ask for fives, or just
use Hamilton?
Bitcoin.
Great,
thank you.
Just use Bitcoin. Bitcoin is always an alternative.
It is.
As long as you can find someone who's going to deal with Bitcoin or get your the China credit. What is
or
that?
Just use a debit card, and then you don't have to see the bill that you're using.
Yeah, cashless society. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
And that brings up another good point. So that's where we're moving, cashless society. Everything's direct deposit. Everyone's using credit. So now they're creating these fabulous bills that
going to be collector's items.
No one's ever going to see because no one uses them anymore.
It's like 9/10 of the stamps that are out there.
Yeah.
All I got to say is, and somebody started to say, is this an insult? I'm like, yes, it's an insult. Putting your face on fiat currency is no different than putting your face on a roll of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There is a perceived value to both, but it's worthless. It's not backed by anything. So I apologize to Harriet.
So, Conan, did you ever... No, you did not. Well,
full reboot.
Something that we have talked about quite frequently is asset forfeiture. Specifically, the evil that is civil asset forfeiture. And, well, it's gone down in flames in another state. This time, unfortunately, not New Hampshire where we live, but in Nebraska, where Governor Pete Ricketts signed a bill on Tuesday to eliminate civil asset forfeiture, which allowed law enforcement to seize and keep property without filing charges or even securing a criminal conviction. The bill passed the unicameral legislature last week by a vote of 38-8. We'll tell you more about this and your calls, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Chris has an update about some police down in New Orleans that are finally facing charges from something that happened.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Three down, 47 to go. That's the number of states that have now prohibited civil asset forfeiture. Nebraska, the latest to add to that list. And we're talking about it. You can join the conversation, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
Civil asset forfeiture was, or in most of the country, is that procedure that allows police to seize property because they think it's connected to a crime. They never have to file a charge get a conviction.
No, that can't be right, Daryl. There must be some... You're saying that police could just take property, whether you're even charged. You don't even have to be charged, and you
correct.
Don't even have to be found guilty?
Correct.
Well, it's your stuff, isn't it?
Supposedly.
I'm going to say you really don't own anything you have, Chris.
All they have to do is speculate that you were involved in a crime. Well, that is in every state except for North Carolina, New Mexico, and now Nebraska.
Hear, hear.
Nebraska was added to that list on Tuesday when the governor signed legislation. Civil forfeiture has ensnared a wide swath of victims in the Cornhusker state. A Peruvian pastor once had $14,000 seized during a traffic stop. Only after the local chapter of the ACLU intervened was he able to recover his cash. Last year, a federal appeals court upheld forfeiting more than $63,000 in savings from a decorated Air Force veteran, even though he was never charged with a crime. The newly signed law provides sweeping reforms. First and foremost, and this comes from Forbes, they say first and foremost, Nebraska now requires a criminal conviction to forfeit property. The accused must be convicted of an offense involving illicit drugs, child porn, or illegal gambling in order to lose cash, vehicles, firearms, or real estate. Nebraska joins 9 other states that apparently it's up to 9 now, 9 other states that require a criminal conviction as a prerequisite for most or all asset forfeiture. Following North Carolina and New Mexico, Nebraska is now the third largely without civil forfeiture. So some of these states, it sound like, have limited restrictions on civil asset forfeiture. Only 3 have outright bans.
We had a little flip, too, with the federal government, too, correct?
Where the feds initially, a couple of years ago, Eric Holder when he was the attorney general, said that the sharing, the equitable sharing, it's equitable, Chris. How could you be opposed to equitable sharing? Where local police could go take some stuff
and then call the government,
call the DEA and say, this was involved in drugs or something. Can you guys handle it for us? And then the feds would say, okay. And the federal asset forfeiture program saw more of the money go back to the local police.
Which is why they would run it through the feds.
Yes. Yeah. Whereas the state asset forfeiture, the police that do the seizing would get a smaller amount.
Such a twisting of motivations for police. I mean, this is, and I joke about this a little bit on the air because it's so ridiculous and so absurd, but it goes on, and it's good to see that people are starting to wake up, legislatures are starting to wake up, governors are starting to wake up and realize how horrendous this is.
Yes, and one thing that is interesting to note here, but not related to asset forfeiture, Nebraska recently had their lawsuit against the state of Colorado thrown out, where they were suing Colorado, saying Colorado can't legalize cannabis because people might drive there from Nebraska.
in droves.
In addition,
long convoys.
In addition to...
Kippy convoys.
In addition to now requiring a criminal conviction, the Nebraska law enacts new reporting requirements for seizures and forfeitures. But the legislation does not rectify the state's incentives for forfeiture of property. Back in 1984, Nebraska voters approved an amendment to the state constitution that allocates 50% of drug forfeiture funds to law enforcement, with the other half, it's for the children going directly to schools. Since 2011, agencies have received over $3 million in forfeiture proceeds under state law. No record here or in the article of how much they received under the equitable sharing of federal asset forfeiture.
I'd love to know how many high school principals and superintendents have called the cops saying, you really need to raid our... Go in, search all our lockers, raid our schools and stuff like that.
It happens everywhere.
Money.
It happens everywhere. It even happens in our schools here in Keene.
But does it happen more in a state that actually has it on the books that, all right, education and law enforcement, we'll split the money, whatever we can come up with?
When I was in high school over 20 years ago, we would, on a somewhat regular basis, be told, okay, everybody stay in the class, the drug dog's here. And the drug dog would just walk through and sniff lockers.
I never had any of that. Well, I didn't last long in high school, but the years that I was there, it never happened to me.
Yeah, it would be a regular thing. You know, 3-4 times a year, drug dog would come through and just sniff the lockers. I don't think they ever actually found anything, but yeah, they would have the drug dog come through. The article here from Forbes continues. It said, according to a recent report by the ACLU of Nebraska, quote, significant amounts of money have been seized through the state system from people who have never been charged with a crime. Nebraska's motivation to police for profit remains unaltered under this new bill, or actually under this new law. Only another constitutional amendment could change that. Yet the law does take aim at an even more egregious form of police profiteering by participating in a federal forfeiture program known as equitable sharing. State and local agencies can move forfeited property to federal law enforcement and receive up to 80% of the proceeds.
I love that they put sharing in there, because that really makes it
makes it
work for me.
Yeah.
Well, sharing is caring.
That's right,
Conan. Don't you know?
That's right. It should be splitting it up, splitting the loot up. The bandits are at the campfire and they're splitting the loot.
And before anybody just immediately jumps to the conclusion that, okay, well, this car was weaving down the road and there was a smell of marijuana coming from it and the cops found $30,000. That is completely not always the case. Radley Balco in his book, and I'm going to plug this again, Rise of the Warrior Cop, The Militarization of America's Police Forces. Excellent book, everybody should read, but talks about so many examples of people who got pulled over where there was just money in the car.
Yeah.
They, for whatever reason, they consented to a search because they had nothing to hide, but the guy had $14,000 he was going to deposit in the bank or whatever. The fact that money was there was all the probable cause they needed to seize it.
Oh, you had a large amount of cash, and this is a neighborhood known for drug dealing, so therefore drug money. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll jump back in the story here about Nebraska eliminating civil asset forfeiture, now requiring a criminal conviction. And that's something that you could learn by going to freedomsphoenix.com, because over there at freedomsphoenix.com, they are uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. Sign up for the free daily dispatch. So just a little bit more to touch on out of Nebraska. Again, the story comes from Forbes, where the Nebraska unicameral legislators, and that's something that I definitely want to talk about after we finish the bigger discussion here, they repealed civil asset forfeiture, now requiring a criminal conviction for stuff to wind up being seized, but they're limiting what people can be convicted of, so they can't say, oh, you were jaywalking, and now we take your house.
Right.
So there are specific things, possession or certain drug offenses being one of those. And it talked about equitable sharing to where state and local police would transfer the stuff to the federal government because the feds give you 80%, whereas state law in Nebraska was only giving local police 50%. But the new law seeks to curtail equitable sharing by banning state and local agencies from transferring seized cash and property under $25,000. So if they pull somebody over and they've got the aforementioned $14,000 in cash and a $5,000 car, they can't call up the feds and say, hey, we've got about $20,000 worth of stuff. We want you to take this under equitable sharing. It's got to be over $25,000. And also, you know, they would not be allowed to take that under state law without charging and convicting someone.
Right. So what does Nebraska and what do these other states do when a federal agency comes in? Swoops in to save the day.
Right. So if the federal agency comes in, that I'm not sure what would happen in Nebraska. My guess is it only applies to state and local police. So the feds can come in and do it, but you can't assist.
Well, here's where we need more legislators to refresh themselves from their many years since their schooling and read the 10th Amendment and understand that if powers are not specifically delegated to the federal government, they reside with the states.
Right.
And you don't have to take part in the federal enslavement of your citizens.
Unless that certain legislator is leery of losing some benefits that the federal will withhold from that state because they didn't.
I'm not saying
and
that.
Chris, if you're interested, you could read the text of the bill to see what it says.
I will.
It's Legislative Bill 1106, LB 1106 out of Nebraska. Let's go now to the phones. We've got Bruce in Arizona listening to KTOX. Bruce, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I enjoy your show in the afternoon here. On that $20.
Let me have you back off of your phone just a hair, Bruce.
Okay, how's that?
That's better.
Better.
Okay, now I can't hear you, but a little bit. On that $20 bill, I could really care less who's on it. But I was thinking with modern technology and they're updating all the time, maybe they're going to mess with the inside of the bill, like, you know, like an RFID chip or something. It'd be kind of costly, but
some of the higher denomination bills do have that little strip that goes through that will say like 50 or 20 or 100. You don't see the little strips in the ones, fives, and tens, but they are in the bills over 20.
I think Bruce is on to something.
Yeah,
I think you're on to something.
A radio chip.
You know, I'm more leery of the chip they have in my credit card that I have to, because I don't do the swipe anymore. Now I got to stick it in the stupid slot.
And your cell phone and every piece of
electronics. And not to mention they're already monitoring every single purchase that I make. And I mean, I'm more leery about that because I don't really care. Who carries cash any longer?
Not mine. Sometimes I use Bitcoin.
There you go. There's the anyway, answer. There's the solution.
Please go ahead, Bruce.
I got one more topic if you'll bear with me. I got a poster on my wall long before I start listening to you guys, but it's apropos and you mind if I read it? It's only like about five or six different things, and it says first one's fix America first. The second one is demand real money. The third one is restock Fort Knox. The fifth one is audit the non-federal reserve, and then repeal NAFTA, GATT, WTO, and tax outsourcing, restore tariffs, and free Irwin Schiff. Well, Irwin Schiff is free now. He's not with us anymore.
Yep.
I would sum that up into one statement. Secede from the federal government, from the U.S. federal government.
I agree with that. I don't agree with adding taxes or tariffs. Bruce,
thanks
for
the call.
Let's go to Parker. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Well, you're on the show. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I recently got a speeding ticket in Chelan County between Leavenworth and Cashmere, if you guys don't know where that is. no big deal. But I've been hearing a lot about jurisdiction and how you can basically nullify a court's jurisdiction by basically saying, well, Your Honor, I don't understand the nature or cause of the charges against me, and I'd like to get some clarification.
I've heard people talk about that. I don't know enough about it to tell you whether it worked. It seems to me it's one of those things of people saying, I know some magic words that if you say in front of the robed man will say,
ignorance.
You shall pass. Thank you.
No, he'll say ignorance is not an excuse.
Yeah.
Right, but no, there are people that say, if you say these certain things, the robed man will say, ha, you have cracked our riddle. Off so with you. Have a good day.
Back to the caller, though. I want to hear more about what this.
Well,
so tell me more about this. How's it supposed to work?
Okay, so here's how my understanding of it works. A judge will basically ask. I mean, he won't always, because I had a hearing just a couple of days ago for like an arraignment or something, and I gave them partial jurisdiction by opening my mouth and having some small banter with them. And there was a person who had a case before me involving driving without a license. And I basically said, you know, it's been ruled in several different cases that people have a right to drive without a license, as license to driving is a commercial act and not a private act. And,
right.
And
that's, I've heard that part, yeah.
Right. And so I noticed that the ticketing officer wasn't there when my trial started. So I basically asked, well, where's the officer? And they said, well, he's not here. To which I said, well, I have a right to face my accuser. So we got it put off. It's going to happen on, like, the 11th of May. But the idea is when a judge asks you, do you understand the nature of do you understand the charges against you, or how do you plead, you can basically say, Your Honor, I do not understand the nature and cause of the charges against me, and I must have some questions answered before I can enter any plea. Hmm. Is this going to be heard under a civil jurisdiction or under a criminal jurisdiction? Now, they have to answer one of those two, as my understanding is. And
hold your thought, Parker. Hold your thought. I want to hear more. And I think Chris and Conan do as well.
I have some questions for you.
Because I speed a lot.
Your calls, your thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. Can you challenge jurisdiction? Does that work? Are there secret words you can say to the robed man? This is Free Talk Live.
Open sesame.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9426. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9426. That's 1-800-939-9426.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a caller on the line. He's asking about some court stuffs. He wound up getting, I believe he said it was a speeding ticket, and he wants to try what I would consider to be some legal magic words. That there's the claim that there are certain things you can say to the judge to get him to say, yes, you are correct. This is not an actual court where we can charge you, sir, because you know the special words. So everything is dismissed. Thank you. Have a good day.
And don't tell anybody.
Yes, and don't tell anybody the magic words, or if you tell them, they have to say them in the correct order, and they have to look as though they mean them, because I can smell their fear. My reptilian nose works that way, but you cannot tell anyone that I have a reptilian nose. I hide it under my robe. We go back to Parker. Parker, you mentioned that you were at a pretrial or an arraignment?
I'm not entirely certain, but I think.
But they asked you if you understood the charge against you and how did you plead. So it sounds to me like that was an arraignment.
They never actually asked whether I understood the charges or how I plead to the charges, which I'm not sure if they need to do that or if they can proceed however they want.
Let me ask you this question. Before you went to court, at any time did you write something on the ticket and mail it to them, and then they sent you something saying appear in court on this day?
No.
Was just written on the ticket, either give us money or show up in court on this day?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, so that sounds like that would be the arraignment. So you walk in, and the judge says what to you?
Well, he never actually got the opportunity. I don't know if he had the opportunity or if I took an opportunity before him to know.
Someone said something to you asking guilty or not guilty. No?
No.
That's not him telling.
No one said anything to the matter. What I did notice is before he said anything about do you understand the charges or how do you plea, I noticed that the ticketing officer wasn't there. But here's what I am going to do. And you guys can tell me your opinion on the matter, since I respect your opinions a lot more than, say, my dad, who's a total statist. as is my mom and my older brothers. I'm the youngest in my family, and I'm an anarchist. Well, anarcho-capitalist. How's that for a mix?
There you go. All right. But, so what happened when you went to court?
So basically, we had a continuance. But here's where we left off in the phone call. So when you ask a judge if it's going to be heard under a civil action or a criminal action, they're going to have to pick one of those two, as far as my understanding goes, because there's no other action that it could be.
Right. It's got to be one or the other.
So
that's the claim.
Yeah. Now, it's highly unlikely that they would say that it's a civil action. But assuming that they do say that it's a civil action, you can say, thank you, Your Honor. Let the record show that this court is proceeding with a civil action against me. Your Honor, since this is a civil action, I move that you dismiss the case for lack of a sworn complaint and a injured party, and that no injured party is present.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
My guess is they will most likely say that this is a moving violation. It is neither civil nor criminal.
What does it fall under?
It falls under the you violated the driving code.
The law of the land?
Yeah. We have some things on paper. You violated that, okay. So you have committed a violation.
But we know all that stuff.
But doesn't it have to be
either
civil or criminal?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. No, I'm just asking. I'm just curious about where this stuff goes next. Okay, so we know what you'd say in civil. Now let's go down the criminal path. They say, okay, we're going to charge you on a criminal court.
There's a couple of different branches that goes off. So if they say that it's a criminal action, you can say, thank you, Your Honor. Let the record of this court then show that the action against me is a criminal action. Now I have another question. Your Honor, the Constitution grants two different criminal jurisdictions. Mind you, as Lysander Spooner put it, the Constitution has no authority. But, you know, he believes that...
Out of order! Out of order.
I do in contempt.
You will only speak to the facts of the case.
Right. Well, this is a side to you, not to... Right. So anyway, to continue, one is criminal jurisdiction under common law, and the other is criminal jurisdiction under admiralty or military tribunal venue, under Article 1... Clause 8, Section 17 of the Constitution. In which of these two criminal jurisdictions does the court intend to try me? So you guys throw it.
This is a violation of the Motor Vehicle Code. It is neither civil nor criminal.
Yeah, I agree with
you. How
Darryl.
Do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
And here's where I kind of go with a lot of these things. I've got friends who are sovereign citizens. I've got... You know, I got liberal friends. I got all sorts of friends. I got friends in all sorts of places. But if these things truly did work, and every one of them bases this pretty much on the Constitution or on common law or things that have been around for hundreds and hundreds of years, then I gotta think they would work by now.
Yeah, if this has been figured out, you'd have lawyers.
You just go down
making the big bucks.
You wouldn't even do that. You go down to the bookstore and buy the how to get out of every possible traffic ticket.
There would be an idiot's guide to getting out of traffic jams available, and it's not.
Well, they've got those things, but they're very expensive, and it's not called the idiot's guide. It's some guy that says, I can tell you all the secrets.
If it was readily available, the idiot's guide would have already found and published this.
So let me ask you this question, Parker, because we do have other callers on the line that we want to get to. Any chance you're going to be able to get a video camera into court to record your trial?
I'll try. I mean, I'm going to take my MacBook Pro in, and I'm just going to be videoing me, but I'll try and use my phone, which I'm calling on. It's a
Make sure you get permission before you do it. They usually have a little slip you have to fill out at the front window.
Right, so look into, find out what the rules are. Make sure you're allowed to take in a camera. Make sure you're allowed to record. And let us know how this goes.
And let the judge and the DA know that you're recording them, because they will be on their best behavior, I guarantee.
Yes, they will. Parker, thank you for the call. Let's go to Snake Eater. Snake Eater, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan.
Hey, guys.
I hear a baby.
I got a baby in my hands. I'm going to pass her off. I apologize, but I really
the baby or the phone.
Hey, the reason I'm calling, sorry to interrupt. The reason I'm calling is because I'm a Hoosier, and I wanted to offer, paying for the arrangements of Daryl when you come. I didn't realize you were coming here until I listened to the program yesterday, and. And now that I know you're going there, I'd like to, cover your room or food.
You can go to DarylWPerry.com/donate to make any contribution. And I do appreciate the offer.
Nice.
I've already had someone cover the plane ticket out there. So anything that you contribute towards covering the hotel room would be greatly appreciated. And I hope that you do come out to the Indiana State Libertarian Convention on Friday evening. I will only be there on Friday. I'm flying out early Saturday morning heading to North Carolina.
Is this like Airbnb? How does this work? How does Hoosiering work?
No. Hoosiers are what they call people that live in Indiana.
Oh, that's it? It's not like a...
New Hampshire's the Granite State, so people that live here are Granite Staters.
I thought it was like a slop house thing or something. Well, yeah, pile them in.
No, I've reserved a hotel through hotels.com, so I've already got the lodging arranged, but any donation that you make would be greatly appreciated.
All right, next question. Where does that come from? I want to know the etymology of Hoosier.
You look it up. There's so many different ideas of where it came from, but... Hoosier hospitality is something that they, people commonly refer to now. So
sure.
I think that, so I think there's so many ideas of where it came from in the past. But I'm pleased that you're coming. So I am going there Friday. I think that's the only time I can go because I've got so many baby girls at home. I'm happy you're coming.
Thank you very much, Snake Eater. And I'm happy that I'll be able to be there. Again, I'll be out there in Indianapolis, specifically for the Indiana Libertarian Party State Convention Friday night.
Can I speak to Hoosier real quickly?
Go ahead.
I'm reading from the one true source of the Internet.
Urban Dictionary.
Wikipedia.
This is on... Oh, we're coming up on a break.
Yeah, just go ahead and read it. You've
one
got
account
15
traces
seconds.
The word of the necessary caution of approaching houses on the frontier in order to avoid being shot.
Who's here?
A traveler would call out after they let themselves be known, saying, "Who's here?"
All right.
That's Hoosier.
There you go. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450. Free. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD
or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.